Well, I've just had some respite and I went to Canberra for a couple of days. So I went to the last post at the War Memorial. Oh, went to the football and my team lost, but anyway, it doesn't matter. And then I got to go and watch my niece play netball on Saturday and I just sat down in the sun for a couple of hours.
Well, I was in respite. I enjoyed myself in there. I struck up conversation with a lot of the staff and also patient or people living in there. And when I got in there, I saw a lady who was really looked depressed by herself and eyes cast down and nothing. And I thought, I've got to try to make her get over her depression. So I introduced myself to her, another lady, and there were four of us at one point, and then it dropped to three because someone went home, and we became the Three Musketeers. And when I left, the lady that I was trying to help, where was I?
You were saying about the ladies that you were talking to, a couple of ladies, and the lady that you were...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got the smile from her.
Oh, that was good. Well done.
That's very good.
Very good.
And you've been practising your singing instead of setting the table, we've heard.
No. I wouldn't do that.
I thought your favourite was Danny Boy. I thought that's what we were...
Danny Boy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and the down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow.
Margaret Fletcher and Brian and I have been married 40 years. Because my father had dementia, I sort of could see signs, and I would say probably about 5 years ago, I would see just little things, and I would say to my mum, oh, Mum, I think Brian's going to be a bit like Dad. So, yeah, probably 5 years ago, just little things, you know, he'd forget things or whatever. He could talk about things that happened in the past, but you... things like setting the table is a classic example. When my father was first diagnosed, I'd gone to the support services and I learnt about a lot of dementia. But one of the things that I noticed with Brian, ask him to set the table, and every day there's always something missing. And more recently now the knives and forks are swapped over on the table, so he might set it, but now they're back the front. And yet he's in his 80s and he's been setting the table for, you know, ever. So that was one of the things that I say to people. If you don't think he's got dementia, ask him to set the table. I have to do a lot more for him. His medication is now in a Webster pack because he'd say, I can look after that, but I was worried that he might not be taking the right medication. He'll be doing something and then just stop and he won't remember where he was up to or what he was talking about and then just go off. If he has a conversation with his family on the phone, I'll say, what was it? Oh, I don't remember. And so it'll just be totally blank. He hasn't got... Or if he's talking about something, he'll confuse something that happened a long time ago with what's happening now.
How does this forget-me-not cafe that Brisbane Water Rotary has set up, how does that compare to other cafes that you go to?
It's quite good in that we don't have to worry about how he feels or what he does, that we can relax here. But going out for a meal is quite difficult now because he gets a bit confused.
And you had respite recently. What does that mean for you?
Just that I was able to go away. Yeah, it was good.
But it's difficult for you.
Yes, very difficult. So, and this is the first time Brian's actually gone into respite. The staff were fantastic. He really enjoyed it. I wasn't sure how he was going to go. But when he came home, he was really happy and all that sort of stuff. So, and he said, I missed out on a baked dinner today. And I said, well, you could have stayed.
And you will mend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.